On today's episode of the Natty Boys Podcast, we talk about the suddenly not-so-struggling Reds and go off-topic about Mike Bibby and the Bengals draft picks. Our fantasy draft this week is of cultural phenomenons that we feel like we missed out on. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, welcome back to the Natty Boys.
Welcome
after a
to the
week
Natty Boys pie.
Off, and the narrative that the Reds suck is dead.
Yeah, it's some bullshit, ain't it?
The Reds are hot.
They at least found their offense.
Yeah, I think they're, 18 and 16 in their last, whatever the math is on that. So, I don't like to add numbers.
I'm not big on math. I'm more of a sabermetrics kind of guy.
Well, if you saw, I don't know, everybody, I know everybody follows our Twitter intently, but I don't know if you guys saw my math tweet today where some little kid tried to sell his candy bars door to door.
Yeah.
He came by and they were $1 a piece or 3 for $5.
You should just ask him how much 4 were and seen his head explode.
My wife looked at me and I looked back and she's like, I'm looking for my lead on something. And my first reaction probably shouldn't be put on a podcast.
Are you going to make fun of him or should I?
Yeah. Did you leave your helmet at home?
Jesus.
No. But no, so she's like, I think we'll just do 5 for $1 a piece. And the other kid was like, looked at him and was like, why did you say that? Like, the other kid knew his math was bad. Speaking of bad math, I think there was some miscalculations early in the year when the Reds started out 8-23, but since then, they've been hot. I mean, they still suck at a lot of times, but
yeah,
I think they're playing more to what we expected with
pacing like 27 wins at one point or something crazy. Like
did
that.
They start the season like 3-18, like something just
it was ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was like the 3 years ago with the Blue Jackets, 4 years ago, whatever year that was, that they started out 0-11.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It was bad.
I think it's time to start asking, though, are the Reds the best team in the AL Central? Because
they can't. That, and you know what sucks is we're going to get swept. We're going to get swept by the Indians.
I know.
And that's the only team in the AL Central I care to beat.
Yeah. I know.
Like, but yeah, I forget what their record is in the AL Central, but they're, I mean, they're pretty much running the table in there. They've lost, what is it? It's, I feel like they lost one to the Royals, didn't they?
I'm trying to look it up.
One.
But I've got tickets to that that highly contested series later in the year. I think it's one of their last home series is against Kansas City. Looking forward to that one. That ought to be two ball clubs playing for something.
Yeah.
Draft pick.
Exactly. We were at the game on Monday against
Fiona,
the,
right?
Yep. We went for the Fiona bobblehead, took our daughter, lasted for about an inning and a half, and then took off. So
how'd she do for that long? I mean, it was hot as shit that day, right?
She did really well. She was interested in just about everything except for the game.
Right.
So, like, we went into the gift shop for a while, and she was, like, loving every single thing that had, like, the Reds characters on it, and she was really thrilled with, like, the eagle that flew in at the end of the national anthem, so like I said, didn't give a shit about the game, but she enjoyed walking around, so.
We're going to the game on Saturday against the Cubs, so it'll be my 9-month-old's first game, so I'm excited to see how she reacts. She's probably not going to give a shit about anything except for the food, but.
Yeah, you got to just ingrain in her head that Cubs fans are trash.
Oh, she already knows.
They're not. I mean, they're not Cardinals fans trash, but they're still Chicago trash. We had the fry box for the first time, which
that's good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
Did you get the Geta gravy?
No, I went pulled pork barbecue.
That's a good one too. The Geta gravy's good for the chili games, which we won't have those again for a while.
No, Not until November, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you do Taste of Belgium or anything for the waffle cone ice cream?
No, we just, all we did was the fries, and then, so we pretty much took off shortly after that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, no, that'll be cool. That'll be fun for you, DB, on Saturdays. The people at the gate will obviously, every time we take our kid, except for the one person I think is starting to recognize us, because we went to a lot of games early in the year when it wasn't too hot yet. But they would always say, make sure you get her certificate for the first Reds game or whatever. Yeah. And pretty cool. I'm like, bitch, we already have one.
Yeah, I do need to do that.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, Saturday, it shouldn't be, I don't know. It's
well,
one of those deals.
It's supposed to cool rainy down. All weekend overcast.
I was saying, it's going to rain, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a 4 o'clock start, and our tickets are high enough up in the 500 section that we should be under the cover. So I'm not real worried about anything. We're eating at Moore Line before the game, so.
Nice. Oh, I love Moore
Keep good
Line.
And drunk.
Yep.
Nice. But yeah, I don't know what the Reds right now. They've got a problem brewing with where they're going to put all these infielders, because they've got Nick Senzo, who's crushing the ball in AAA, which I think I've made my thoughts known pretty well, where I feel like you got to, if you want Scooter here long term, which I really want Scooter here long term.
Yeah,
being a local boy, he's come into his own here. He's got to start playing left field.
Yeah,
or unless you think Senzel's an outfielder long term, which sounds like he's better in the infield. Yeah. But then they drafted Jonathan India, who's crushing the ball. I mean, granted, he's in college still,
right?
They say he's about as MLB ready as a draft pick can be at the position. At a position, so you see pitchers every now and then make the jump right away.
Yeah, but it's very college rare guy. It's easier, you know. Yeah. These high school guys, obviously, they're not going to be ready. But with India, like I said, he's in college now, so it wouldn't be a stretch to see him up in a couple years if he.
Yeah.
Or even next year, if you really.
I feel like Gordon Beckham for the White Sox come up like the year after he was.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know why that's sticking out to me, but
the last player that did it for the Reds was Mike Leake, because he had pitching outing. It was at Arizona State, and then he ended up coming right up after that.
Yeah. Yep.
Which was awesome, because he never played a game in the minor leagues until he got sent down.
Yeah.
Because he was
when he stole stuff.
Yeah, when he's stealing
when he's stealing T-shirts from Macy's. But yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying that the Reds need to trade some of their infield depth, their prospects, and guys like that to try to get some pitching. But I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're going to get out of unproven guys. And anyone would rather have Scooter if you're giving up an MLB ready pitcher.
Yeah,
I don't want him
just get a rental too for. A good prospect, or it would have to be somebody that would stick.
Yeah,
if they're renting,
yeah, I just that's what I'm saying. I would hate to see them try to get a huge prospect instead of just, you know, dealing with what they have and try to build it up.
Yeah,
they should trade Votto. He doesn't care about RBIs anyway.
Sad.
He's such a selfish hitter. I saw that on
God, the fucking idiots on Twitter that complain and Facebook that complain about him just like walking. Like, do you want him swinging at bad pitches? Like, is that really what you want?
Yeah. There's a reason he's walking. They're afraid to throw.
I hated when Barry Bonds would get intentionally walked. Yeah, that motherfucker needs a swing.
I
don't know what he needs to do to.
And if they had anybody that was worth a shit batting behind them, then those walks would really be meaningful. It's just
the things that he doesn't need to do is listen to us, like, or listen to the fans. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing, dude. Yeah.
Listen to
the
podcast.
He hits over 300 for 8 seasons now. I mean, I think he knows what he's doing at the plate. I don't know.
I think so. I'd say so. I know. I love that that home run the other night he hit, because that was a classic Great American Ballpark home run.
Yeah, just
where it was like off the end of the bat, it looked like, and it just kept going and going.
The grand slam.
And the guy could have robbed it.
Oh yeah, hit right off his glove. Yeah, hit right off his glove.
Yeah, he should have had it, but yeah, that was funny. And then of course, I'm sure it won't be long before a couple of the T-shirt companies around here have one of those whatever they call it, the rally crow or whatever the hell they're calling it.
Yeah.
You know, that happened, the Grand Slam, right when I flipped the game on. So am I good luck for the Reds?
Lucky charm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It happened right around
more than the bird.
See, it happened right around when we were hopping on the 75 North heading home. So.
I had posed a question too. Have they lost a game in the Riggleman era when the Natty Boys are there?
I think I've only been to opening day, so that wasn't part of the Riggleman era.
Because me and Mac went and they won. Witty went and they won.
That's so the last game I've been to.
2-0, huh? That's not the greatest sample size, but
that's a streak, man.
I'll let you know how Saturday goes.
Keep it going.
I'll probably
ruin
it.
Oh, we'll know how Saturday goes.
Nope. I'll let you know. You guys aren't allowed checking your phones for the score.
If you get back to the garage and your tires are slit, you'll know how it went.
You ruined it.
Where are you going? The Reds are losing and DB's going to pay for it.
That motherfucker.
Joke's on you. I took the streetcar.
Okay, Hefe. I believe Hefe would.
I spent a whole week riding a tram in Vegas.
I mean, running on a train.
That's different.
Yeah.
Did you collect any porn baseball cards?
No, I didn't see that many, but we didn't really... I don't know if we weren't out late enough for it or what.
It's constant, all day
long.
I was
getting them in the broad daylight, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you walk anywhere, or did you ride the tram?
No, we did. We walked a lot.
Because on every street corner...
from the hotel down to the vending machine, and then...
I saw a lot of them on the ground, like a ton of them on the ground, but I didn't see anybody flipping them, like... But I would see tons of them on the ground, yeah.
Well, props to you for not seeing color.
It's a crazy place, though. God.
It is.
Ugh. Yeah.
It is. So, well, one thing, I guess on vacation, we can use this a little bit of a segue. I was on vacation as well last week, obviously, and it was in the state of Delaware where you could gamble legally now on sports. So I have a couple futures bets. I bought Whitty a birthday ticket, so... If Ohio State wins the national championship, he will win, I think, what, 70-some bucks?
Yeah, which I, like I said, when you texted me, all you did there was pretty much guarantee that they won't win the championship.
Exactly, so, that's true.
So thanks a lot, Dick.
That's true. But if I will be very, I'll be in a pretty situation if the Bengals win the Super Bowl. So
I have a question for you. Since it's a Delaware ticket, do you have to cash it in Delaware if you win? So, Whit would...
Yeah, but I could just mail it to my family.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I was going to say, sure. Whit would have to drive how many hundred miles for $70?
Road trip.
Yeah.
No, I could mail it and have someone cash it for me. I've got family all over the place up there, so... Yep, someone could.
You'd never see that money again.
I know. It would suck. But yeah, when we got there, we put in a Bengals ticket, we got a Packers future bet. They didn't have MVP voting. They're very limited on what you could bet on right now. But that brings me to the NFL situation right now. I saw the Bengals, they finally signed their last draft pick. Sam Hubbard was the last guy to sign, which it's funny, it used to be the first round guys because they were all fighting for who was going to get paid the most, but now that they have the slotted spots, it's not a... You get what you get.
Yeah. Right.
So a lot of
unless
times...
Unless you're Joey Bosa.
Yeah, unless you're Joey Bosa and want... What number did he get drafted by the Chargers?
It was like three or something.
High,
yeah, but he was it four, but he wanted like number two money or something like that?
I
like,
think it was the amount guaranteed that they were fighting
that's
over.
Right.
But yeah.
He held out into the preseason, didn't he?
I think so.
And I think he signed right before week one and then didn't play week one or something like that.
I thought he held out the whole preseason.
Yeah, and then he ended up being one of the best defensive players in the league.
The holdout. Well, and that's the thing now, the guys that are in the third and fourth rounds, they don't have the slotted spots as much. I don't think they're as, strictly, this is what you get based on this pick.
Right.
So he might have been fighting for either an extra year or maybe a little more guaranteed money or something like that, but or maybe incentives based on, I don't know how creative they get on rookie contracts, but it's good to see him because that's one less thing that you have to worry about.
Yeah. And it sounds like they've been pretty impressed with him so far.
It was kind of crazy to hear Marvin say that he is going to play a rookie right away. He doesn't usually commit to that. So
he's saying he should be in the rotation from day one, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But Marvin's changed.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah.
Sure, after all that shit about the John Ross thing, he's going to play all the rookies as much as they can now.
Yeah.
Still bench John Ross.
You guys wanted rookies? Here they are.
Yeah.
Week one, the drunk kid from Toledo.
Yeah, as you say.
Oh, God. Logan Woodside. Ugh.
No. But
he's framed.
Yeah, that he was framed. He did do it. Yeah. He donates to charity, so it's okay.
Yeah, come on.
Seems to be the officer problem.
He bought a bunch of kids' bikes. So
yeah, he did. Yeah. Just a big misunderstanding.
I'm still waiting for the Pac-Man signing to come, too.
I was going
to
say, I'm surprised. Yeah.
No. I know. Well, I think
William
Pac-Man
Jax will start on the bench to start the season. Yeah. I'll be like, are you kidding me?
Pac-Man and Dez might end up in that league with Johnny Manziel. Or not Johnny Manziel, the... what's that other league that's going on? The
USL or whatever?
Yeah, the one that's... it's not Johnny Manziel. There's another
LeVar
big name.
Ball's like JBA.
Which started the night,
what a dumb night to start. What a dumb night to start that. Like, the same night as the NBA draft going on?
I feel like they did something else like that, too, where the Balls did something really stupid on a big night. It was like the Super Bowl of something.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know what
that
was.
They conflicted with the Super Bowl in some way.
It might have been their Facebook show.
Is that what it was?
I think it was.
There was something that literally, it was like an ego thing. They were like, we're going to take the, I think it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, it was the, it wasn't the draft because that would have been last year. There was something they did on a big night in sports, and it was one of those things everyone was like, why did they even think to do this? And it was an ego thing. They were trying to prove that they had a draw despite all the other stuff that was going on.
Hashtag gains, dude. Lonzo's getting huge, DB. He is. Excited.
He's got a new tattoo.
It's been weird. They're talking a lot about players' bodies, like Andy Dalton having an all-pro body and Lonzo getting shredded and beach pictures of him.
Posing, I blame that
like,
picture.
Mac and Witty back in high school.
I blame that picture of Mike Bibby that got leaked for all this. Which we saw him down at the...
He was big when we saw him at the Big Three.
He was.
Because I was taken back by that. I was like, he's a huge... I remember him kind of having that stockier build because, I mean, he had the Mighty Mouse tattoo. I'm pretty sure got lasered off because it's not
there
anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have any
think.
Tattoos now. I was like, what the hell
He's
happened?
Got some on his wrists.
The way he was standing. He looks so rigid. Yeah. Like, can he bend his waist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, they showed his shots, and I was like, how the fuck does that dude shoot like that?
Yeah.
He's a solid.
He's always had a pretty ugly shot, but.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly shot.
He's on fire. I used to love them, like, ugly shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swish. But they, Mike Bibby, like, he's a monster.
Yeah,
like,
he's huge.
I just remember thinking at that Big Three thing that he was a lot bigger than I expected. I knew he had, like, big arms and stuff. He always had that at Arizona and his days with Sacramento.
So I think the Big Three starting tomorrow night.
And I was Fox disappointed. It's not – the closest it comes to us, I think, is Detroit and Chicago.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Promos they've been running for are funny because they're mixing it in with Friday since it's starting on Friday. Yeah. That was
they're doing it live now, too.
Yeah, instead of the delay. It was Sunday night even – or. They taped it on Sunday, but then I think
they
aired
on
like Monday or Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah. But I followed DeMar Johnson on Instagram, and he posted a picture of a bunch of guys working out, and Maxiel was in the picture.
Yeah.
And man, Jason Maxiel looks good. Like he looks like he hasn't gained weight since the NBA. I mean, he still looks like he's in shape. I think he went and played in China for a couple years.
Yeah, because remember there's that video of him chasing that
dude.
Chasing
the dude.
Guy around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he looks pretty good.
Did they keep all the teams the same and just kind of like draft new guys, or do they shuffle things up a bit?
So for the most part, like the captains are the same, but they do like a different draft of talent.
Okay.
So, like, there's pretty much, like, two guys from each team that stayed the same.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the guys got thrown into a mix and drafted up again.
Gotcha.
Which, I don't know, for all the loyal listeners that remember back when we all went down there, Allen Iverson, that was the one week he was suspended for not showing up the week before.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to see Allen Iverson, and now he's not playing anymore. So.
Well, I don't even think he played much last year. He said it was too hard on his body.
Yeah,
I was gonna say the first couple weeks he went out and shot, like he went out for the first like couple minutes and chucked a couple threes up and that was it. But
and then he didn't show up to practice.
Yeah, and shocking. Mm. But I guess you never really think about it. The type of game he played, like he probably is really beat up, even though he was a smaller guy. You always see the big guys with the bad knees and bad backs, but I mean, he would get destroyed like going through the lane and getting bounced around like a little pinball with how small he was compared to those guys.
Yep.
Which is funny to say small. He's 6 foot tall or whatever, so he's like a normal size or big guy in real life. But
right.
We've said it before, but like every time I hear Steph Curry's height, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Because they've always presented him as such a small guy, and he's like 6'3", 6'4".
That was the other thing that I was going to say tonight is that I always forget. So the NBA draft is going on Thursday night right now while we're recording this. I always forget that Adam Silver's like 6'5". Because I think of him as a small guy. And then I saw him like dap up Trae Young when Trae Young got drafted. And he's like 3 inches taller than him. I was like, man, I always forget like how tall he is.
Because we always had David Stern sitting there with
his 5'7" ass.
Yep. Same thing with Roger Goodell during the NFL draft. You forget that he's a pretty decent-sized guy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he looks really small when a big O-lineman comes up there, but...
Yeah.
It was funny, the reception that Adam Silver got tonight versus what Goodell gets every time the draft starts.
Yeah. It's amazing you what a good conditioner. Good commissioner actually gets. Yeah.
Yep. I feel like at this point, even if Goodell like just turned his image around and became the most popular guy ever... He would still get booed just out of tradition because that's what you do now. You boo Goodell, and it's like a Bettman. Competition between Bettman too. Although Bettman, he deserved it for some of the But I feel like it's a competition now between the cities hosting the draft, like trying to make their boos better than the other teams, like Philly and then Chicago and New York. I think they've all hosted it recently, right?
And they were in Dallas this year.
That's right, yeah.
And he tried to bring out the former Cowboys out. And he had like Mike Wirvin, Troy Aikman, and Nemeth Smith with him. I think that was it. Maybe.
You're right, yeah.
I feel like he had someone else too for some reason. At one point he brought out Roger Staubach. Maybe that's what it was, Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, and someone. But anyway, and they were all booing him. But then when the Cowboy guys would... either get ready to do something, it would come to a hush. It was pretty funny, but
he's also like tried to lean into it a little bit recently. Mm-hmm. Like that's all you got, it doesn't work the way that it would work for a normal person,
right?
Yeah,
he's just not a likable guy.
No,
yeah.
So
it came out the, I guess it was yesterday or Tuesday this week that Big Cat has never seen the movie Jurassic Park. And that he's right around our age. And that's kind of one of those iconic movies that everybody saw when we were kids. Yeah. Like I think we had it on VHS and it was just like, I remember watching it for the first time, like, holy shit, this is amazing. And that's kind of the inspiration for our draft tonight is things that we missed out on that we feel like probably everybody else at least got a taste of. And I'm going to go ahead and go first in our draft for tonight.
Yeah, I already know.
Yeah. So this is going on currently still, and I feel like I just completely missed the boat on it, and it's way too late to hop on. But I have never seen or even come close to watching an episode of Game of Thrones.
You still catch up.
Yeah,
it doesn't come out until next year.
Right, but the cultural, like, you know, with everybody talking about it in The Office and all of that, I missed out on that for the first, how many seasons has it gone on? Yeah, 5 or 6 now?
Six, I think.
Yeah, and so, like, I don't feel like I can get that that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that on my list as well because my wife watches it, and I feel like going back now and watch it on my own, I never can get motivated to do it because my wife's already watched all of it. So, but I did. I had something similar to that too, and I said The Office because I just recently finished The Office, but I feel like I missed out on the in the moment, like season finale, where, you know, it just ends on such a good note, and I didn't get to witness that in the moment. So
you weren't watching it at the time?
No, I stopped watching it as soon as Michael Scott left.
Gotcha.
So I wish I know it's exactly like what DB picked, but I miss like watching it in the moment. I was kind of thinking about like Breaking Bad too, like, you know, being up to the minute on it and you know, watching it as it was going on and having the reaction. Well, I wonder what's going to happen next week. Cause yeah. I like that about shows. And that's why we binge watch Netflix shows. Cause it's always like, oh, I wonder what happens next episode. But I missed that. I wish I would have saw that in the moment and been able to react around the water cooler. Like, God, I can't believe what happened to the last episode of The Office. So that was my first pick.
Yeah. Nice. So mine's one that I've talked about before. I've never seen a Die Hard movie before, so I feel like that's one that everyone kind of just assumes everybody's seen at least the first Die Hard, but
right.
I've not seen any Die Hard movies, and yep. Maybe I will one of these days, but I don't know.
I saw the one,
maybe
actually,
once
I
DB
did see...
actually watches The Godfather, then I'll watch Die Hard.
Yeah, I don't know, that was on my list of things, but...
I did see the one sequel to Die Hard where he was the dead guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good twist ending there.
But yeah, that's a good one. I didn't have that one on my list, but that's one that I've never seen either. Die Hard, that is. All right. So I guess I'll keep the theme going with some movies here between two of the three already taken movies. Wait, no.
I had Game of Thrones.
You had Game of Thrones. I don't know why I thought you had a movie as well. Okay, well then I'll go a TV show since two of the three took a TV show. And this is going to piss Witty off. And I've tried. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I've never been able to continue the run. And I think it's because I feel like it's such a lost cause and it's going to take forever. But The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat, dude. Yeah.
When like, I when watch we, it, when we were in I college like it. With- Yeah,
I stole your DVDs and I watched the first
you
season. Like I probably watched like three or four episodes, and yeah. I didn't continue yeah. it. It
I've seen the first three or four
me like a lot of episodes have.
You know what?
I've seen the first three or four episodes like 10 times each, but that's yeah. about it. And right. I like it. I just never continue.
You,
something
you
else comes up.
What makes
up.
It so hard to get through the Sopranos series is the fucking DVDs don't have the automatic, like, play all button.
Play next,
I hate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
play.
My God, I hate that.
HBO ones were like that.
Because, yeah,
I don't know why.
Curbs like that, and it pisses me off.
Yep. That's why, no. Even though I have the box sets for Curb and some other, like, Entourage and stuff,
yeah.
I watch them through the HBO app because of that reason.
We used
right.
to
but
watch
the HBO
them in
app's
house.
Weird. The HBO app's weird because it starts backwards. You have to like put them yeah. into a playlist.
Really?
At least you used to. I haven't done it in a while, but you used to have to put it in a playlist in reverse order. That way it would play from one through whatever.
It worked for us when we watched Game of Thrones because my wife
it must
and
have
I
updated
it's
it then.
Like
now,
did a
yeah.
like a trial, like the month trial for HBO Go or HBO, whichever the standalone one is.
Yeah.
And we just buzzed through five seasons worth of Game of Thrones and it all went in order.
Okay, they must have, yeah, that's good then. Maybe I'll get back in there then and do that. That can be my summer project.
What? And never mind, I'll save this for later.
Yeah. Well, since three out of four of us took TV shows in the first round, I'm going to switch things up and I'm going to go with a movie. I have never seen the first one or any of the sequels or prequels. I don't even know which way they really went. The Matrix.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Or the Matri. The Matris.
Matrices.
Yes. Matrices. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. But no, I've never seen them. And I think it's because, and I had the same thing with Inception. I'll never watch Inception.
Yeah.
Like someone could say you can have a lifetime of happiness, but knowing that it's going to make certain people happy if I finally watched Inception, like I won't watch it. So
you are one stubborn motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, you know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And but that's kind of how it was, and it wasn't a specific person, but with the Matrix, it was like everybody was obsessed with it. And I'm just like, and it came out when we were kind of at an age where it wasn't too complex for us at that age, but I remember being like, I didn't have the attention span. I probably still don't now to sit down and watch it and make sense of the whole thing.
That's how I feel about The Sopranos, because I feel like when The Sopranos came out, we were early high school. I just couldn't hold my attention. Yeah. I mean, every time I tried to watch it, it can't. So
it didn't hold your attention as well as Tony held Christopher's nose shut.
It doesn't work as well when we don't have someone that's trying to go through it. I didn't get into it until college. I don't know what prompted it, but I just started buying the box sets on eBay. Like, I was on a big eBay kick my first couple years of college.
And I remember that. We got so pumped when we
I mean, we were roommates, and I couldn't watch it. Like, I still didn't watch it. Like, you would watch it all the time, and I still didn't watch it.
That's because I didn't want to watch shit with you.
It's usually because I was
You always wanted to watch Flavor of Love.
And Taxi.
You're busy trying not to fall out of your weird wood loft.
Yeah. All right, so my second round pick. This is something that I got so excited for when I first saw it, like coming out. And I never went around to going about consuming it. But Taco Bell Breakfast. I've never had Taco Bell Breakfast before. The second they announced it, I got so excited. I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been wanting Taco Bell Breakfast because, you know, who doesn't want to wake up at like 8 in the morning and get fucking Taco Bell? I did, but I never took advantage of it. I've always lived close to Taco Bell's, but it's just never something that's crossed my mind at the time.
Well, the problem with their breakfast is they don't open for breakfast hours. Like, they're not that early.
Really?
It's not like McDonald's where it opens at 6 o'clock or whatever. It's, I think it's still like 8 or 9, something like that. And by then, I'm an hour and a half away from lunch.
Well,
and plus, I don't like to get diarrhea before noon, so.
Yeah. All right, Kearney Challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know what... Everyone talks about Skyline destroying bodies. I've never once had an issue.
To it at this point.
Yeah. I've been raised on... I was raised on the chili, bitch.
I'm going to go... My next pick, I'm going to go Keanu Reeves again. And the John Wick movies. I've never seen a John Wick movie. Yeah.
Me either.
I've heard nothing but good things about John Wick movies. I've always wanted to see a John Wick movie, and I just never have.
I've heard that they're really good, too.
Yeah.
And I have no desire to see them. Not because I think that they're bad. I just don't think it sounds like it's something I'm interested in.
So I really like the first one. There's not a ton of dialogue in it. Like, it's kind of just like a straight action movie where Keanu Reeves is just killing a bunch of fools. But, I mean, I went into it not knowing what to expect, and I came away happy, at least.
Can I just say, I kind of have a problem with you calling out that it's a straight action movie when it's Pride Month. I don't feel like you have to go there, but why can't you just say it's an action movie?
My apologies.
Why do you gotta qualify it like that?
I guess
I thought this was 2018.
I guess where I'm at with it now is I'm worried that it's going to be not up to the expectations. Because everybody that I know that's seen it has been like, oh my God, it's so good. You got to see it. Well, and
if anyone knows not filling the expectations,
I was saying, I like terrible movies. So
yeah.
I was just talking about your personal life.
Yeah, I was going to the movie thing there too. I wasn't going to personally attack you.
I know. I'm kidding, Hefe. But, well, and this is a quick aside, but one of our friends, a mutual friend that we have on Facebook, the one time he put, I forget how he worded it, but it was essentially like, for everyone giving Keanu Reeves so much shit for being a terrible actor, there isn't a weekend I go by without watching a Keanu Reeves movie on TV. Because he's literally every weekend, it's like Replacements or Speed. Yeah.
Speed's always on.
Or, there's like every time, there's all kinds of Keanu movies on all weekend long, like on every different type of channel.
And yep.
You always end up watching. You might not watch the whole thing. That's right. Yeah, I'll sit there and watch The Matrix all weekend.
The Replacements is still one of my favorite movies, too. Like, yep.
It's a great movie.
Sup, Shane?
This is now a Keanu Reeves appreciation podcast. So,
all right, I got back-to-back picks. And the first one I'm going to do, you know, I've heard parts of, and it's pretty old, but I still feel like people are really into it, and I just kind of missed the boat on it, and I can't really go back now, but it's the Bible.
Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like if I tried to get into it now, I'd be like a poser, so it's too late for me. Yeah. And then I guess I'll end it with my third round pick. I don't know what a Post Malone is. I missed the boat on him completely. I couldn't tell you one of his songs. I know he's really popular with the youth these days, but I couldn't tell you one of his songs. I've never been. I mean, just looking at him. He doesn't look like, and this is completely me judging him based on looks. He doesn't look like a person that I would want to listen to make music.
He doesn't look like a person that could make music.
Right.
No.
But
he looks like he makes meth.
Look like...
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He looks like he makes meth.
So now DB, since you guys can't watch, make me watch The Matrix. And make DB listen to Post Malone. Before we get sued. All right, stop that. But they, but no,
it reminds
you,
me
there's
of...
some songs that I think if you heard, they've been on, they use them for a lot of rejoiners during the NBA and stuff, like when they're coming back and forth. So you just don't know that they're Post Malone.
Probably.
That's how I was too. I didn't know I had heard much of his stuff, and then I'd hear a song, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds familiar. And then I find out that, you know, like TNT was using it for NBA playoffs and stuff. And
right.
He's got a couple of songs that are decent.
Yeah, there are a couple that I'll listen to that I like, but yeah, I wouldn't call him a particular favorite of mine.
No.
He's like super popular right now. Yeah. Like my younger sister says that she is like, she's considering driving to Indianapolis and paying like $500 for a ticket to watch his show. Yeah. And I'm like, for real?
Yeah.
She should have gone to Bunbury.
Yeah, he was at Sundown Bunbury.
Yeah. I told her that.
He did a concert in OU on Court Street, and like Court Street, it looked like Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, it was that nuts, and it was
damn.
People love him. Yeah, he was one of those, he was really big in the college crowds before he made it into the mainstream.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Lil Wayne was.
I liked Post Malone before it was cool.
Yeah. I mean, Lil Wayne.
Okay,
was,
are the tattoos that he got below his eyes real?
Yes.
Yeah.
They always say tired. Always tired. What the fuck?
He's so weird. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
I saw a story the other day that someone at a meet and greet after smelling him threw up. Like that was a real news story.
I've said before, he looks like he smells terrible.
Yeah.
Like
he's a wrestling
fan. He'll show
fan,
up.
So he's got.
He
that
is a huge wrestling fan. He always wears a Stone Cold shirt.
Nice.
But he there's pictures and videos of him out there playing beer pong, and he looks like, and I don't mean to, if there's any townies out there from Athens, he looks like when one of those weird townies would just be on campus or like be at the bars, like trying to be like, hey, like I'll play beer pong with you guys.
Beers?
Like you can, he kind of, like you guys got money for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like those kind of guys.
Yeah.
Or like our like fellow that we met. Yeah.
Or like our friend that got mistaken for a townie but has never been to Athens.
Yeah. Yeah. Him too.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest things ever. I
think
I know
so
you.
He was so mad about it too. It was like.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at how he. I mean,
you're from a
this...
country town, you're in a country town, and you're mad that people think you're from here. And you're wearing Timberlands and a Carhartt jacket.
Yep. Yeah. And haven't combed your hair in 6 years.
And gym shorts. And you're like shocked that people think you're a hick.
Yeah.
So.
And I was talking to Chris Cullen.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he's got a look. He definitely, he doesn't have a future in the financial industry if the music thing doesn't work out.
No.
With my last pick, it's more of a prediction because I'm never going to go I'm never going to be interested in it. We're all looking around. It's just a future thing. I know I'm never going to go. I'm never going to be interested. I'm going to miss the boat on it. I don't care. FC Cincinnati. I'm never going to like it. It's never going to interest me.
Oh, okay, Mr. Streetcar.
I'm missing out on it.
Oh, I had to go to FC Cincinnati because it was raining and they had cover. And they had, they had a canopy I could sit under.
Hey, so. Man, I was soaked. It was a wise decision.
Once you can't get more wet than when you're already... Like, if you're wet, you're as wet as you're going to get.
It's true.
Like, you can't get more wet once you're drenched. So
that's what she said.
So, you just wanted to ride the streetcar.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. My last pick, something I've missed out on that I guarantee I'm not going to go back and catch up on, is just thousands of work emails.
Someone will figure it out.
Yeah,
it's the next guy's problem.
If it's important, they'll send it again.
We fixed the glitch. Would say like 5 employees get fired. He doesn't even know it.
That's awesome.
Fuck them.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, so my last one, and this might not shock you guys because you know it's not my bag. But I've never had a Twinkie.
Really?
And I feel like people love Twinkies, and they go, like, it was a staple in a lot of kids' lunchboxes when we were younger. But it's, I've never been into it.
I mean, it's the main goal of a zombie movie is to find a Twinkie.
And it's made me, that has made me want to eat a Twinkie because of Zombieland. But
I'm not missing much.
I feel like I would like them, though, because I like Zingers Angel Food Cake. Don't Zingers have icing on them?
Yeah, Zingers are way better.
No, I can't do that.
I feel like the cream in the Twinkies is too sweet for my liking.
You're not a
dessert
guy or cake guy in general, so you're probably not going to... I mean, you're not missing much.
But I like Angel Food Cake, and I like the white, the yellow like sponge cake that people put strawberries on.
But I'm with you on, like, I like that type of cake. Thing for Twinkies with me, it's the filling. It's too sweet for my liking. And like I've been like lately, just in the past, I don't know, couple years or so, like I'll go to the gas station and I'll pick up like a snack cake, whether they're like the zebra cakes or like a Twinkie or something like that. Because in my head, I'm like, I really like these, and I'll eat it. And I'm like, this is too sweet. I don't like it anymore. And then like the next time I go, I'm like, oh yeah, I like these. I'll get this again. And I just I haven't learned yet that I actually don't like these and I don't want to get them anymore.
That's how I am with gas station cheese danishes. Like, I'll buy cheese danishes every time I go into a gas station in the morning to get coffee or something. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to get this. It's not weird that it's been sitting out in the open.
Yeah.
And then I'll get one of the ones that's not Hostess or Intimate. It's like a, you know, a bagged one that's, you know, could withstand a nuclear attack. And they're good, but then sometimes I'll get halfway through it and I'm like, why the hell? And I look in my rearview mirror and I'm just like, I hate myself.
I know.
You suck.
Turn the mirror. But away. I do that with the big Texas cinnamon roll things too. Those are same way. I'm like, I really like this. And then after a while, you feel like you can feel the diabetes developing. As I drink my Monster and eat my cinnamon roll.
I know.
Jeez.
So I have a ton of honorable mentions, but I'll just throw out my two best, I guess. I've never had Starbucks.
Nice.
And I don't get the coffee fad in general. Like, I'm not a coffee drinker to begin with.
Starbucks coffee is gross. I'll just say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean there's a Starbucks on every corner. Like, there's even one at the place I work, and I don't really have any interest in it. And it's the whole coffee fad in general.
It's overpriced and not that good.
Without.
Yeah. They over-roast their beans. They're just showing off.
Yeah. So the last one that I've had that I have is like pretty much the major Disney movie from the last 15 years. Like, I probably haven't seen Finding Nemo, the Cars franchise, Up, WALL-E, The Incredibles. I haven't seen any of them.
I haven't.
And I feel like they make a big deal about them every single year. And
Up's depressing.
I've never seen Up. I've seen Cars. It's depressing. And all that stuff.
I've seen all those except Cars, but I'm a big fan of all those kids movies, the Pixar, the whatever the other, I forget what the other brand is.
I feel like I'll just wait until my kid really gets into it, and then I'll have to watch them.
Like, I'm a big Despicable Me fan.
Yeah, I've seen that one, actually.
This isn't a proud moment of mine, because I actually bought Toy Story toys for my kid from the Disney store.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the other day I realized Toy Story was a Disney movie.
Yeah, that was their first, that was their first computer animated one.
And then after I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, I bought like the little the Woody stuffed animal for at the Disney store.
Your wife.
Because I ate at Pizza Planet when I was at Disney. That was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what made me think of it. That's kind of how I found out, because I know someone that's going down to do Universal Orlando. And I was like, oh, now that they've got the Toy Story World too, which it's opening soon, but it's actually at Disney. I thought you could hit Toy Story and Simpsons at the same time, which I was pumped about. But
yeah,
not the case. But do you have any other DB?
I do, but none of them are very good. So you guys are up for honorable mentions.
I had a couple.
Okay, go ahead then.
I had it's more because I can't go back. Obviously, everything's we can't go back, but all the expired AOL minutes, those little things they used to send in the mail, I missed out on all that. People probably got to enjoy all their AOL minutes. I missed out on all mine. So
that's right. You have to jerk off and dial up.
And then I had the 30,000 catalog. Yeah. I had the 30,000, or I can't. I just throwing a number out there. The 30,000 chain letters that I've ever been sent, promising me luck. I've missed out on all that luck. So
yeah,
we can tell.
Those are my two.
What about the one about the roommate that you're going to get as long as you sent them the check and they're going to send you a check back for the difference?
I was young, and now I'm in an industry where I would know right away that that's a scam, because I've seen people fall for it. Like,
you fall for it.
You probably don't need to send them money first.
Maybe that's the reason why I decided to go into my field. So
we've seen people fall for it too.
Yeah.
All right. I had two honorable mentions. One fits in with two of my picks already, but Twister. Nice. Never seen Twister.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was supposed to go. I think both of our, mine and Woody's families, were both going to go at Forest Fair Mall, and they were sold out. And we didn't. I never got into the theater because it was when it was at its peak.
Yeah, you left us a note on our windshield on a napkin.
Yep, because that was back before cell phones, when you could just text somebody.
Yep.
So one of the coolest rides at Universal is Twister. Like, it's awesome.
Well, I'll ride the fucking ride if I go, but I might not watch the movie.
But I'm just saying, the ride's cool as hell.
Just to talk about
so
that.
Just preface. Go to theweatherchannel.com. You'll see tornado videos on there.
I was going to say, just Twister is about tornadoes.
I know.
That's all you really need to know.
I know a cow flies by in the president from Independence Day.
It's Bill Paxton, dude. You got to watch it.
R.I.P. in peace.
He's dead.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
rest in peace, President Whitmore.
Do I want to trust a guy in Tornado Land that couldn't stay alive? He couldn't beat whatever he died from? I don't know what he died from, so I feel bad saying it, but...
Lack of income tornado. From his movies, probably.
Probably because I never got to see that movie.
He's
on his deathbed, and they were like, oh, if you only had $7.50, we could have kept you going.
The healthcare in this country is atrocious.
Yeah. He seems like one of those guys that would be sneakily Canadian, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he was, but I feel like he could have been. And then, I mean, he would have been fine. It would take him 6 months to see the doctor, but he probably would have lived.
Yeah.
And then my last one was championships.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
I feel like everyone I know is winning championships, and we're sitting here with our thumbs up our ass losing every year.
So I went a different route with my honorable mentions. These are things that I missed out on for a long time in my life before I finally experienced them. So these are all things that, like, I had never had, never did, whatever, at least through college or later.
Farts without shitting yourself?
Yeah. I still haven't gotten there yet. I didn't have a Big Mac until, like, in the past, like, 3 or 4 years. I never had cheese sticks until college. Mm-hmm. I never had a Cinnabon until probably a few years ago.
I had one the other day, and it was so gross.
Yeah. I didn't get a smartphone until I was, like, in my mid-20s. I was rocking the flip phone well past college. Until I snapped it in half one day and said, I'll get a smartphone.
Yeah.
And then a banana split. I just had one of those for the first time a few years
ago. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Me either.
I never used to like bananas until I realized that was why. Like, I started eating bananas, I guess, probably like late college. But I hated bananas, and then it's like, oh, that's why you're like calves cramp, because you're not getting any potassium because you hate bananas. So I'd start eating bananas and stuff. But I can't bring myself to eat a banana split. It just doesn't look good to me. Yeah. Plus, I don't like sweets or chocolate, so.
Yeah, I think I had a few more along those lines too, but I forgot them now. But
so, I've missed out on podcasting success.
Ooh, sorry.
Well, yeah, that's long. That's we'll never find that.
Yes, we will. And it's up to you, listeners. That's me breaking the fourth wall.
I kind of already told you guys what I'm looking forward to this weekend, and it's the Reds game against the Cubs. The other thing is, we didn't get to do anything last Sunday with my dad for Father's Day because we had some people in the family sick. So I think after the Reds game, we'll probably, I don't know, do something for Father's Day.
Nice.
Good deal. I'm looking forward to, it's our church's festival, the Catholic Church season, or Catholic Church Festival season is upon us in Cincinnati.
It is.
I feel like other parts of the country don't necessarily... I don't know, and I'm sure there's probably other regions that are like it, but I feel like we might be the most densely populated Catholic like metropolis with all the church festivals, and literally every church has a massive festival every year, and it's ours this weekend, and so I look forward to losing lots of money on the Big Six, and I'll probably lose a ton of money in pool tabs, and I'll eat bad food, and we've got a beer garden now, so I think... In the last like 3 or 4 years, you can start drinking there again, and then there's a really good all-you-can-eat chicken dinner on Sunday. So it's perfect after 3 days of beer drinking to go and eat all the fried chicken you can stomach.
I went to one by me last Friday,
yeah,
and I walked out of there $16 richer.
Heyo,
damn dude!
Yeah,
but then
won bingo like 3 times.
Yep. Well, that's all right. You can just give it right back on Sunday at church.
Yeah.
Nope. I told you, I missed out on that.
Missed out on the Bible. Hey, so.
It's never too late for that. DB.
What?
We'll cut that. I am looking forward to going on vacation and not having to deal with you guys for a week and a half. Well, I mean, enjoying some time with my family, not looking to get away from you guys.
Ooh, I don't know how that works, because I don't want to give away your location and where you'll be. So all the...
It's Canada. I'm in Canada. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to give you a look. I didn't want fans swarming you. I wanted you to have fun with your family. Canada's not a big place. They could probably spot you.
I don't think we're in Canada yet.
iTunes doesn't go into Canada. You have to go through with SoundCloud and stuff.
I feel like we talked about that once on a podcast before.
Yeah.
Something about Canadians not having iTunes. I forget what.
iTunes.
Fuck Canada.
iTunes.
But they...
Just kidding.
No, that's the funny thing, too, is we all kind of look like we could be Canadian dudes, just with the big rugged look and the beards.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where it stops.
Mashed potatoes and gravy we eat.
Yeah. But no, I don't know. Does your phone have international? Does that consider it international in Canada for, like, your phone plan?
Yeah, it is. But there's, like, with the package that I have, the basic data, which is, like, the 2G speeds is free and messaging is free.
Gotcha.
Calls are extra, and like you can pay for like a speed burst, which isn't too bad. Gotcha. Which isn't, it's only like $10 for like a week or something, so it's not terrible. So we may do that, but I also may just enjoy not having to hear from anybody.
Just make sure that you keep checking your Mill Iron Sports email.
Off the grid. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm looking forward to.
Fortnite.
I started the staircase, if you guys have seen it yet.
I've heard.
I haven't wrapped that up this weekend. So long as shit.
I'm tired of Netflix trying to get these people out of what they did.
I know.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to finish the staircase. It's been pretty crazy so far. And it's just your classic Netflix. Get them off of murder. So...
Is it the first staircase you've ever defeated without losing your breath?
Dude, I dominated walking last week. I was crushing it.
Congratulations.
I crushed it, baby.
You guys have no idea how well I
won. I got out of bed last week. Come on, Jesus. Not that big.
I've never heard anyone brag about how well they walked.
I'm looking forward to walking around, not breaking a sweat doing it. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
You know.
Yep.
But yes, I'm excited to wrap up the staircase. Should be good. Kind of already know what happens because I can't wait and I'm impatient. But yeah, no, it's been crazy.
Well, Hefe's wrapping up the staircase. I'm going to wrap up this podcast. He might keep talking, so we don't know. We don't know what of Hefe's is going to get kept and what's going to, you know, just fall off like the chicken staircase. but be sure to check us out on MillIronSports.com. You check out our Facebook. It's Facebook.com/MillIronSports. Or you could just follow us along on Twitter, MillIronSports, and in the bio for that Twitter handle has all of our individual Twitter accounts. Used to be a lot easier, but we switched it all up, and we're all there now. And thanks for checking us out. Rate and review the podcast. Subscribe. Well, you're obviously subscribing, but make someone else subscribe. If everybody subscribes, like those chain letters that Hefe was talking about, if you get 8 people to subscribe, you'll have good luck. And if they get 8 more people to subscribe, they'll have good luck. But if not, something bad will happen to you in 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days.
You'll have to listen to another podcast.
I'll see you.
Thanks for listening. See ya.
Bye.